And we have a footnote to that disputed election and the many arrests that followed. We spoke last week with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and I asked him why people were in prison for disagreeing with him.
Iran hiç kes be khatir mukhalefat ba Ahmadinejad dar zindan nist.
In Iran, no one is in prison because of opposing Ahmadinejad.
Afradi dige shoma goftid age asamishun ro bedid man az quvve qazaye beporsam illat zindani shodanshun chi hast ya khodtun mustaqim beporsid pasokh bedid.
But I'll be glad to follow through with the judicial system if you give me the names of the people you speak of.
I will give you one name as an example. Could have given several names, but I chose one, Bijan Khajapur, a businessman I'd interviewed in Tehran, one of 100 people put on trial at once after the election. Since that interview, the president's office says he did look into the case, and yesterday Bijan Khajapur was suddenly released on bail. He woke up with his family this morning. He's one of at least two defendants released this week. His family is grateful for the president's dramatic intervention, although it does leave you wondering about the other defendants and about Iranians who consider the process arbitrary at best. If I'd named some other defendant, would Bijan still be in prison? And would that man be free?